A private developer by the name of CPP Kimball LLC wants to turn the Kimball Garage at the corner of Heber Avenue and Main Street into a venue for private events. The Planning Commission approved the project last December. But in March, the City Council heard an appeal and voted to send it back to the Commission with instructions to look deeper into the mitigations for noise, among other issues related to the project. Planning Commissioner Steve Joyce says he understands the public's concerns, but says the Commission has to give the applicant a chance to address them. He's concerned that the city falls short when it comes to enforcing the noise ordinances.
The good news is the city is working harder. We've actually hired more people to do enforcement. We've had some meetings lately. They're trying to change the noise ordinances. And as part of that, they're literally arming some of the building department and the police department with noise meters that they can actually go out and have a more quantitative measure of what's going on. So I think the city's moving in the right direction, but this is probably one of the biggest impacts and the most complex things, just because it's right on the edge where the business district meets the residential areas.
Another issue was a tent on the roof of the building. The applicant wanted approval for the entire year. They've since removed it from the application, but that didn't stop the commissioners from wanting details about where it would be located in the event they did use it.
There are limits on, if they go through the administrative CUP process, which is what they are proposing, there's only a handful of times you can do it during the year, and the tent can only be up a certain amount of time. But we just, the Board of Adjustments, when they ruled that kind of what impacts you could have from on this historic building, they were pretty careful about, hey, anything that goes up on the roof, A, needs to be temporary, and B, it needs to be out of sight. So set back away from the edges of the building that you could see from either Heber or Park.
As for loading and unloading at the venue, Joyce says it's not the same as a bar or a restaurant, and that has to be taken into consideration as well.
They tend to load and unload over a period of time. You know, somebody shows up and then another person shows up 5 minutes later, and, you know, and that goes on. Where when you have an event, if there's a wedding at 7, you know, everybody's going to show up in a kind of a concerted chunk of time. And so we are paying more attention to trying to figure out how that the load and unload both on Park Avenue and Heber would work.
Joyce says the City Council did the right thing, sending the Kimball Garage application back to the Planning Commission to review.
In my 4.5 years, this is probably the biggest mistake we've made, was approving this, given all the complexities to it. I don't think we gave it enough consideration. Thought we did at the time, but the good news is this is exactly what you want to see happen, which is we made a decision. Two of the people, Sandy Melville and John Stassholt, appealed it, went to City Council. A lot of people came in and voiced their opinion. City Council looked and went, yeah, no, this doesn't feel right, sent it back to us. And that's what's supposed to happen. And the answer is it's a good thing, and I believe we'll give it a better consideration the second time.
The item will return to the Planning Commission's regular agenda October 25th. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.